Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study the prophet Isaiah, lesson 12, Desire of Nations. Friday, summary. Let's have a look at this piece of art painted by Maximilian Janscher, the Austrian artist. What can we see here? Of course, the cross. And there are still blood stains on it, and we can see the nails. But he's not there anymore. He has been risen from the dead. He's alive, resurrected, and is in heaven as our high priest, praying for us. Now when Jesus comes again, he is to bridge between human beings and God, the Father. On the one side are the human beings, and the other side is God. And Jesus can take you there. He says, I will draw everybody who is willing to be drawn. And I will bring him there. And we see people down there, and we see people up there. Some will be left behind, and some will be drawn to heaven. It depends on your grabbing of Jesus' hand. And he shows his hand to you. He wants you to get a good grip, and he will bring you there. Without him, no chance. He is the mediator. And what about Mary, the mother of Jesus? Forget about it. She is dead, she can't do anything. And all the holy ones, they are dead as well. They cannot bring you to heaven. Jesus is the only mediator. He is the only one. This was discovered, this secret, in the time of the Reformation 500 years ago in Germany by Martin Luther. And he was so happy about that and so fascinated that he wanted to tell everybody. And even if it cost his life. Because he got such a joy in his heart. He wanted that everybody got a knowledge about this. You can be saved. He has paid the price. He will draw you to heaven. He will give you a new body as the angels have it, that you can survive in the universe, because with this body, we would have no chance. When the angels take you as you are, in the space out there, no air to breathe. We need that our body becomes a new body, that is transformed, a new one. And he wants you to be with him in eternity. No more death, no more sickness, no more tears. Just joy, power, hope. Everything you can think of and find things. It's there forever for those who come with a trusting, loving attitude in their heart to their Redeemer. He's waiting for you. Have you already told him that you want to start with him in your life? High time that you do it.